And welcome everyone to the Prep Zone Report. Z-Long, Mike Sauter, pinch hitting for Jake Anderson. He'll be back next week.
Yep.
And of course, we are sponsored by MD West One, Nebraska's most advanced sports medicine, orthopedics, neurosurgery, and spine care, covering Greater Omaha for 70 years, Mike.
That's a lot of years.
That's a lot of time. Also, yeah. A lot of time that we spent this year on a wonderful high school football season in Nebraska. It culminated last night with Class A very seasonally festive game, ice, sleet, snow. Bellevue West closes out a year undefeated Class A state champions.
Yeah, pretty dominant year for the T-Birds. I always just look, everyone talks about their offense. I look at their defense this year in 2019. They gave up a school record 65 total points. I know, like, unreal. People talk about their schedule and who they played. It's still, they gave up 65 total points. And in one game in the semis, it was 30 to Millard West. That tells you how good Millard West was, too. So their defense was pretty dominant. Props to Bellevue West defensive coordinator Wade McVay and the players, you know. Ever since Huffman's been there, it's been all about offense and scoring points and outscoring people. But this year was pretty much about, not saying that our offense wasn't great this year, because it was. But, you know, this year I think the story is their defense.
They're big boys up front, and their linebackers last night were just phenomenal. And we've said that all year. We've watched them and said that they were a much more credit deserved than what people were giving them. And last night, they dominated.
Yeah.
And Westside's not small.
No.
Omaha Westside's a nice football team.
Yeah, Westside might be the preseason number one next year.
Right.
Or they'll be in the conversation for sure. So they return a lot of guys and a lot of linemen and the quarterback. And I mean, they're going to be really good next year too.
On the offensive side, people were going to miss – when you cover this sport and cover this game, there's just people that you enjoy watching because it's phenomenal as athletes. Bellevue West had a ton of them, but Jay Ducker goes out in style last night. One of the best to ever play running back in the state of Nebraska, statistically.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue that, right? I mean, he finished his career with 110 rushing yards. That's the most...
Touchdowns,
I'm sorry. Yeah, rushing yards. 110 touchdowns and the most... 11-man in the history of Nebraska, 11-man player in the history of Nebraska. He had three last night to pad. He already broke it in the semis. He was at 107 coming into the final. So 110 is where he ends up. He was 2 points shy of breaking the all-time scoring record. And the amount of two-point conversions that he attempted in his career, like, just give me two more, right?
And he scored the last touchdown. The game was way out of reach. Yeah. And it's like, but in your head, you're sitting there watching and going, man, just go do the two-point conversion, get the kid the record.
Two more points, yeah. he's in the conversation. And I think Xavier Betts is probably in the conversation as one of the best, too. He had another 1,000-yard season, 90-some touchdowns. I mean, he's had a dominant career, too.
And last night was just not conducive to the long passing
game. No, yeah.
There was literally, if you didn't see the game, they had to scrape the field yard lines. It wasn't something you could brush off. The ice was gripping that
turf. It was
turf.
Awesome, though.
It was a really cool atmosphere.
The snow game. The first ever championship game played with snow on the field at Memorial Stadium, at least.
Absolutely a fun year to cover. And, of course, we're going to get into it more in the coming weeks. We'll recap the entire season, break down all the things that made this season very much fun to cover. But today we're going to do something a little bit different. Michael Huffman, head coach at Bellevue West, always been very kind to us, for one.
Right.
And, B, last night you had a chance after all the hubbub and celebration to really chat with him, and you figure out real quick that there's a lot more to this game, family, faith, football. It was a very good conversation.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to grab him after all the medals and the celebration and the everything, and I grabbed him right just before he went back in the locker room before they were getting ready to leave, and just asked him about, you know, his parents and you know, his wife and his family and building the program from basically no tradition at all to what it is now. Two titles in 4 years or 3 years, and just, you know, what it means to him, and kind of you get to know the guy more than just the persona a little bit more in the conversation we had.
Here's Mike's conversation with Coach Huffman, and then a word from our sponsor, MD West One.
Another state championship, dominant defense. You know, Bellevue West is known as the offensive school and all this firepower and stuff, but you had to grind one out tonight.
Yep.
Keegan Johnson made a couple big plays, and trusty old Jay Ducker.
Yeah, that number 8's okay, isn't he?
Yeah, he's pretty good. No, record-breaking career for him, obviously, with touchdowns and yardage and all that stuff. But I want to focus on just tonight and take you back to 2016. Your dad, parents are here.
Yep.
Lost your dad earlier this year.
Yep.
Did that thought go through your mind about your dad tonight at all?
100%. You know, I have an amazing family, and my wife, Lori, and her sister took some pictures in 2016, and there's one of my dad overlooking from the, you know, because he was old, 88 years old, watching right. from the skyboxes, and it is the coolest thing, and my sister-in-law caught it where he came out, and he's doing the flexing thing, and, you know, I pray to my dad every Friday night before a game that he gets to watch this. Man, he loved the T-Birds, yeah. and, you know, not only my dad, but Lori lost her mom and dad this right. year, who were big-time fans of Bellevue West football, and I don't know if you noticed in the pregame, when I waited, and when they announced my name, I said, I love you, Mom, because I do love my mom. And, I know she lives and dies with her Thunderbirds, and her favorite player is Javon Ducker, and she loves herself number 8. Man, she's 88, put stuff on Facebook, on Twitter, just to watch those T-Birds play, so awesome.
And what you've built, I mean, come on and talk about, you know, you come from Fort Calhoun to Bellevue West, no real strong tradition, no recent stuff. And building the program to what it is now. Now the expectation is every single timeout, it's to win.
Absolutely.
Every single time.
Yeah.
What's that process been like to get it to where it is now?
Well, it takes a definite team, man. We had, when we got in here in 2013, we had unbelievable kids that wanted to be better. I had an unbelievable football staff that wanted to be better, because, man, football's fun. But you've been to our practices, Mike. We, you know, we don't just say it on the camera. We, you know, we're playing music. We have 5 jerseys, 3 pants, because, you know, it's hard nowadays. There's a reason not very many kids play. Blessed to be at Bellevue West, where we have great other boy sports, and our coaches do want kids to play other sports. We don't just talk about it. And, you know, you look at all these kids. A lot of them, you know, I give Coach Woodard a hard time. He wanted them at practice tomorrow morning. I said, Doug, they're gonna be excited tonight, and they're gonna be up late. They could be at afternoon practice. So, and he goes, yeah, you're right. You know, but it's just a great place to work. The administration, Kevin Rawls and John Morrow, and downtown Dr. Rippey and company, they are very supportive. You know, the community is super supportive. So it's a perfect place to be. It's almost like a perfect storm. And we had always thought that Bellevue West had this potential, and with the hard work of kids and the great staff, and a crazy old man trying to make sure everything, but he's doing things right, it's working out pretty good.
Looking ahead, hey, this is the night of winning the state championship, but looking ahead.
Already talked about it, brother. Yeah, man, I've already told the kids in the line, man, you know, it's our whole offseason mantra is going to be rebuild or reload. And it's all on them. You know, if you really look at our roster, yeah, we're losing Ducker. Man, he's as good as he's ever played in Nebraska. Xavier Best has the all-time receiving touchdowns, as good as you've ever played. Our offensive and defensive line, man, those 6 seniors on 3 on offense, 3 on defense were unbelievable. But, man, we got some dudes back.
Yeah, Jack McDonald, my guy.
Jack McDonald. Jack McDonald had a huge night tonight. Keegan Johnson had probably a national coming out party. We've been talking about him all year, but it's been under the radar. We just Kier at middle linebacker, Henry Rickles,
Kikoche, I mean, Rogers back.
You know, I got Rogers back. You got both of those slot receivers, Helms and Riley. We got a lot of dudes, so it's going to be rebuild or reload. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to be pushing. You know, and I'm a little bit crazy, but I think they like it.
Yeah. All right, man. Congrats. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Yeah. Man. Love what you do for Nebraska high school sports.
Thanks.
As the official team doctors for high school and college teams across Greater Omaha, MD West One Sports Med Doctors can get you back into the game stronger than ever. Meet the Sports Med team at mdwestone.com or call 402-390-4111.
That was some nice moments there, Mike. Yeah. A little emotional listening to Coach Huffman and what that has mean to build a program kind of from basically base level 1 to now. You got 2 rings on your hands. Really a neat moment for that program.
Right. They're a pretty dominant program in the last, you know, 5 years. You got to say they're it. Omaha North a little bit in there too, as far as just complete domination of state championships and making it to finals and all that stuff. But, you know, 2 in the last 3 years, like I said. So really enjoyed that talk, and Coach Huffman is really good to me, and got to know him and his family a little bit too. I'm glad people got to see that side of him outside of just being the flashy football coach.
And now we get to the point where it's transition time.
Right.
We're going to go to a different sport and different focus. I'd like to say that Mike's going to get to go sleep for a couple weeks, but that's really not the truth. We got a lot of exciting things coming up. Like I said, we'll be back next week to recap this football season, but also we got to switch to a couple things. One, we've got one of the most anticipated basketball seasons in Nebraska with so much talent. National Signing Day, round one for football, December 18th.
Right.
A lot coming at them.
Yeah, I mean, basketball season starts Thursday, so a week from Thanksgiving. That's the opening night. I've been to a handful of practices,
that
five of them already. And I guess I'm looking forward to not being cold on Friday nights anymore. But it was a great football season. I hope people understand, like, I really love my job, and I hope that passion comes out every time I'm around people or you know, working.
Yeah, we greatly appreciate it. And we appreciate our whole crew, man. Jake Anderson, Hunter,
Stephen
Alonich, Stu Possible, Mike Patterson. These people, just our whole entire production crew in sports, these people work their tails off.
Yeah.
Because they care about what it is that Nebraska and Iowa athletics really are.
We are very fortunate to work with the people that we work with and even some of our colleagues at other outlets. Nebraska is very fortunate to have the amount of high school coverage that we do in this state.
Absolutely. And we want to thank you all for hanging with us on these podcasts, these videos, the written word, the story, the photo galleries. It's really our family. And we're glad that you let us into your lives and we get to be a part of it to cover one of the coolest things ever, which I think is high school athletics.
Right. It's memories made, man. Memories made.
We also want to thank our sponsor for hanging with us this year. Great people at MD West One, the Nebraska's most advanced sports medicine, orthopedics, neurosurgery, and spine care. Like we said, covering Greater Omaha 70 years.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What's also cool is we're going to go rest a little bit. We got some Husker and Iowa things to deal with on Black Friday, and then we'll get you ready for basketball, recruiting, into spring sports. The Prep Zone Report will roll on in all of its mighty power.
Yeah.
That's Mike Sauter, everyone. We're going to go let him rest. I'm Z Long, and this is anyprepzone.com. Hit, hit.